Chodos Salvavos. We're on page Yud Gimel. He's talking about hypocrisy and why one of the main accomplishments, I guess I'd call it, of Chodos Salvavos is that the person ends up being consistent. Eisgehalten, we used to call it. Not a walking contradiction. A walking contradiction is mamish, as we said, the last few days. It's not just a midah ra. It's a contradiction to menschlichkeit. We used to call it a person, like the biggest insult you can give someone in this idea is to call him, you're upgefreckt, meaning you contradict yourself. It's integrity. It's really all about integrity. That's really maybe the hypocrite is not maybe the best word, or maybe it's a negative word, and it maybe conjures up image of a like an evil scheming person who wants to gain something. But he's a hypocrite. I think integrity is really a better word. That's what I was thinking. That tocho kabaro is you have integrity. Your inside matches your outside, and your outside matches your inside. It's an inner personal integrity that you live up to you try to live up to, as we explained. Well, your ideals are indeed your ideals inside too, and you're trying to work at it. But you're not just putting on a show so that people should see you and people should hold of you. And that's really, I guess, throughout the Sefer, as equal a theme of the lev, the Chodos Halvavos being important, because that's really where the person's basic makeup is to be found, in his kishkis, as he's explaining in the Hakdama. But really, just as equal a theme throughout the Sefer is what he really develops at length in Shar Yichud HaMaisa, that you're going to do things L'shem Shemayim, so you're going to do things, you're not just putting on a show for people. And then that's why throughout the Sefer he says things such as the most prized actions are those done anonymously, where people don't know about it, and only Hashem knows. Because then you're assured of your integrity, you're assured that you're not just doing it for show, you're assured that your inside matches your outside. We're up to, he compares it to bringing a It's a very telling mashal that we learned yesterday. He compares it to bringing a carbon with stolen goods. That's almost like a walking contradiction. Right? Here you're bringing a carbon and you're being makriv Hashem something, and you're saying, "Here I am. I'm yours. I'm giving up to you something. I'm bringing a carbon, and it's not even yours, right? You stole it." It's not just the Aveira. You have to hear this. I'm convinced this is Pshat. It's not even Pshat the Aveira. You did an Aveira. It's much worse than an Aveira. It's not yours, right? Here you are. The whole idea of a korban is that you're being makrid. You're giving up to Hashem something. And it's not even yours. You're a faker. It's not even yours. You're contradicting the whole idea of a korban. Like, who are you fooling? You're not bringing a carbon. It's not even yours. It's someone else's. So that's the pshat here. That it's not just an aveira. Sone gezel ba'ola. Hashem is sone gezel ba'ola. If it would just be the aveira, mitzvah ba'ol ba'aveira, I don't know if it would be sone. Maybe it would. I don't know. But I think it's deeper. The Omar, another pasuk, we're on Yud Gimel, like around 10, 15 lines before the end of the paragraph. Where in the first words of the line are parentheses, Shom Samach Aleph Ches. That's where we're starting from. The Omar, that's the next word. The Chisagishon Iver Lizboach Ein Ra. The Chisagishu Piseach V'chole Ein Ra. Hakruveu Nolefecho Secho HaYertzecho. It's like bringing a carbon with a mum. So again, on the superficial level, you're bringing a carbon with a mum, you're doing avodas Hashem with a flaw. The flaw being that you don't have the proper kavana. But again, I think it's deeper. The whole idea of a carbon is that you're offering to Hashem something. So if you give Hashem your garbage, to give Hashem, like, it's again, it's contradicting the whole idea of a korban. You, instead of throwing it in the garbage can, you know, you're bringing it as a korban. Would you give it? Would you give it to your sar? Would you give it to the king? Would you give it to the captain in charge, or to the person in charge? Is that a proper thing to do? So, meaning, you know, you give someone a present. You give them, like, your broken watch. The whole idea of a present is that it's precious. That's the idea. That's what, you're giving them something. I don't know. I once used to think, I'm not sure how I feel about this anymore, but when I was younger, I used to think that, you know, they used to make, like, plastic flowers. Like, flowers out of, wasn't real flowers. They still do. So I don't know. So I used to think that that's like bringing a korban with a mum. Like, the whole idea of the preciousness of a flower, it's not just the beauty. It's that, you know, it's taka because it's temporary, and it's gonna, like, you know, it's like a beautiful thing, and in a few days it's gonna wilt. Like, it's like very precious. It's gonna, but if you give them a fake thing, I don't know. Now I understand. The Yomar in Eshmo Amizevach Tov Lahakshiv Mechela Veilim. So again, this puzzle really has nothing to do with what it was talking about till now, but if you hear the pshat, then you see that it does. This pasuk is saying that what happened by Shmuel, he disobeyed Hashem and he brought a korban. Right? He Amalek. This is what happened. He let Amalek live. He said, "Oh man, I'm great." Shmuel says, "What's doing?" He says, "Thumbs up. Couldn't be better. You know, I brought karbonos." He said, "What do you mean you brought karbonos? I told you to kill the animals." He says, "What? I brought them as karbonos to Hashem." He says, "Hashem doesn't need your karbonos. You disobeyed Hashem and you brought a karbon." So again, it's not just, you have to hear the pshat here. It's not just, oh, it's better to listen to Hashem than to bring a karbon. It's bringing a karbon in disobedience of Hashem, in disobedience of Hashem, it's hypocritical. It's a stira. It's a walking contradiction of the whole idea of a karbon. So the guy gets up in the morning, right? So I mean, you have to, what?
It's like an oxymoron. It's like some of an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Day.
But we all do this. A guy gets up in the morning and he's a little late to shul. And the Shulchan Aruch says he's supposed to skip in order to daven b'tzibur. But, you know, I don't know who I'm talking to here, but I know my earlier years in yeshivas, my guys wouldn't want to skip, you know. So, but who are you davening to? Or even the whole idea, really, of davening without kavana, where you come to shul later, you know, you're davening to Hashem. Hashem doesn't need your tefillos. It's not you're paying your dues. You're davening. So, like, does it make sense to daven in a way that Hashem doesn't want you to daven? It's like bringing a korban with a mum. Mishum kach, now he says something, and again, I'm not quite sure why, how the flow. He now goes back to talking about just the fundamental importance of kavana. As he segued from pages about the fundamental importance of kavana into that the idea of the kavana being correct is because the kavana has to shtim, has to be in coincide with the outside. You have to be a person of integrity. You can't be a faker. You have to be a person of integrity. Now he goes back to the importance of kavana. Because look what he says now. Mishum kach, therefore we find that tia mitzvah achas shkula keneged kama mitzvos l'fi ha-matora v'kavana. We, a boss of a dom, people, we have no idea of the relative importance or weight of mitzvahs. And we judge things on a very, very superficial level. And we'll call a person a tzaddik because he dresses a certain way, because, as I say, you know, he walks the walk, he talks the talk. But there's so much going on, and it's all going on in the lathe. A person that struggles, a person that has to overcome his Yetzer Hara, a person that is doing something out of real mesiras nefesh, obedience to Hashem. So he could be doing the most simple mitzvah in the world, simple quote unquote, but that's worth like 100 mitzvahs. It's worth so much more than a person for whom it's easy, a person who is not struggling, a person whose action is not really a reflection of obedience to Hashem necessarily. It might be mitzvah sanoshim alumada. He might not have a choice, like he was raised a certain way. So if you had a choice, you know, I don't know, we don't choose to be born. And no one's saying that if the neshama is standing by Hashem and Hashem is asking you, do you want this type of life or do you want that type of life, you should choose the life of struggle. Loli dei nisayon. You never know if you'll end up choosing the right ways. But after the life has been handed to you, so the Chavis Aldovis is saying, we cannot juggle, we have no way of knowing. So you don't know who's a tzaddik and who's a rasha. A person can do an avera, and it's worth 10 averas, 100 averas, because he could have avoided it, he should have avoided it, it was so easy to avoid it. But a person who struggles, and he tries, and he just falls. He doesn't make it. So, he did an avera. But the person who's not struggling, who doesn't feel that tug that he really ought to be obeying Hashem, he doesn't even feel that. So, like, there's so many averas wrapped up in one. He's a mumal of tayoban, maybe he's a mumal of hachis, maybe he doesn't care about what Hashem says. Like, there's so much going on in the... He says, we don't know. Mishum kachti a mitzvah achashkula k'neged kama mitzvahs. L'si ha-matora v'akavona. The yesh, and therefore sometimes the machshava is a mitzvah. Just a tshuka to do a mitzvah might count for so much. A person has a ratzon to be oved Hashem sincerely. What he's saying now is sincerity. Right? If you sincerely want to do a mitzvah and you can't do it, I mean, so we all. We all know the Gemara, right? Oh, if you try to do a mitzvah and you're an ones and you can't do it, you're tzchar anyway. But we never, I suggest, that we never really thought about what that means. The Chavis Halvavus is giving it meaning. It's not just Hashem saying, well, if you were an ones, so I'll give you a check anyway. You get a credit. You get a credit slip. I'll give you a check if you try hard. It's very deep. The Chavis Halvavus is saying it's deep. It's because his kavana is in the right place. It's because he wants to be Oved Hashem. It's because he understands what Hashem is, and he wants to be an Oved, and he's trying to be an Oved, and he's Meshubit to Hashem, and he feels Meshubit, and he's doing, and like everything's in place. It's just like that last click of doing it didn't work for whatever reason. He's talking about an Ones. So it's not the pshat, okay, if you're an Ones, you get a check. You taka did 90% of it. You did 90% of it. 90% of it is belayed. 90% of it is if you feel like an Eved Hashem. 90% of it is that you want to do Hashem's will. You understand that you're here to do Hashem's will. And like, you're holding by all of that. It just didn't work out. Big deal, didn't work out. That's just the last icing on the cake. That's not... So that's what he says. The Yeshatiyah Machshava B'mitzvah, Vachukal Asoso, the desire to do a mitzvah, is mitzvah hayodeyas Hashem, because you understand this is what you should be doing. Baval pishen yachol etziyah lepoyel, right? You have to go to court maybe. You need etziyah lepoyel. You just didn't do that, so that was a joke. Hello, anybody listening? Etziyah lepoyel. Oh well. Anyway, k'moy shomer Hashem yisalo leDavid. We find that by David Hamelach. Yana shehoyo mevavcha libnos bayis l'shmi hetivosa ki hoyo mevavcha. David wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's not just, whoever knows about it, maybe he came to the Nachshia. So, he wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem said, you can't. Very nice. Curtains down. End of story. Applause. It's much, much deeper. Hashem says, you built the Beis HaMikdash. Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis LeDavid. And he struggled, and he did everything he could. He set it up, and he gathered all together all the money, and he put together the infrastructure, and he put together the Torah budget. He did it all. He collected the money. Everything was in place. He just couldn't build it. That's all. That's a very big deal. That's technically where we learn out the Lechosh Veshmo. Afilu Choshev Lasos Mitzvah. We're finishing the paragraph here on page Yud Gimel. Afilu Choshev Lasos Mitzvah. V'nenas V'lo Laso. Malo Lo Lakosov Kilo Laso. So that's what we just explained. So again, these last 10 lines, what we just learned about, I think I'm missing something. Admitting. Because he talked about the fundamental importance of Kavana. Then he talked about hypocrisy and integrity. Now he goes back and he seems to be talking just about Kavana again. Right? Because this inyan of trying and you want to do a mitzvah, you just couldn't carry it out. So that's back talking about that 90% of our actions and 90% of who we are and what we are and what we do, 90% of that is in our kavanas, the chomos halvavos. But that's, I don't know, there's something, I'm sure missing something. Because it's smooth. He goes like, it's seamless, S-E-A-M-L-E-S-S. And I don't see, it's like two different things. One is that. And one is the stimming of the inside and the outside. That seems to be a point in itself. So I don't know. I have a feeling I'm missing something, and I'll think about it some more. And if I figure it out, I'll know. Mr. Brewer.